Morning, John.
You've got a fan. Pete from Ballarat wants me to say that you nailed the quaddy yesterday at Geelong. $95 for a full unit, and you return a neat $1,900. So well played, Warren.
And the horse in the last race, Leg John, was in front once, I think.
And that was on the post.
It only needed to be in front once.
Well played. All right, what did you see out of Flemington? Vega Magic had a jump out last Friday. How does the horse look? Obviously going towards the Bletchingley, I would assume.
Yeah, and he had the blinkers on, John. And look, jump outs can be very can be misleading, I suppose, but with the blinkers on, Ollie aboard, and there was some intent. So he was there to run a bit of time, and not surprisingly, quickest time of the morning, and looked really sharp doing it. We know he's got that high level of ability. He's a Group 1 winner, and he was unlucky in the Everest this time last year. So he looks to be coming to hand well. There was that element of intent with the blinkers on, so you'd expect him to dominate a jump out under those circumstances because he's quite a powerfully built galloper. But he looks to be going well, and he won't be there on Saturday to have a look around and get fitter. He's ready to rock and roll. It was a really sharp jump out.
Well, that's interesting because now we know that Weir's taking Nature Strip to Adelaide for the Lightning. This bloke's probably going to start favourite for the Bletchingley, I would assume.
You'd think so, John. Yeah, I mean, obviously you'd like to end up seeing final fields. We've just got noms at this stage. But, you'd think so. I mean, he's proven quality and he looks to be coming to hand well.
Okay. Ellerton Zara had Presado and Swaffham Bullbeck with the Hawks. How do they go in the jump outs on Friday?
Look, Presado was terrific. He was the one chasing and closing off behind Vega Magic. Oh, he's a real good talent. He's going to be a rising four-year-old, so he's going to take on some better gallopers and out of his own age group than he had been. But, gee, he's a nice horse, and he looks to be coming to hand really well. And Swaffham Bullbeck, an interestingly named horse, I think it might be a place that Rupert Lee and his mates have visited at some stage in the UK. But, gee, he has trialled up nicely on a couple of occasions recently. There's a nomination for him for Team Hawks in for a restricted race in Adelaide on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where he's going, but I'd be keeping an eye on him wherever he goes. He looks to be coming to hand really well, and he's a horse capable of racing through the grades.
I know it's off-season, Warren, but Malaise from Godolphin has been going particularly well. How does the horse look?
He looks terrific. Gallops on the grass at the moment, John, I think for the next week or so. It's my first week back, so I'm probably a bit rusty and I missed a bit this morning. But they're on the reverse direction in the steeple grass and starting at about 7:30. And he worked for the stable mate, but it was one of the sharper works on the grass that he looks to be close to his top, I suppose you'd say. He had his first up run where he was unlucky. That was the Widgie Turf form line. Then he had his second run and then he was able to win and hold off Widgie Turf in a narrow photo finish. So he's going well and he's just about close to his top now. And gee, looks to have trained on nicely since that win. I thought his work this morning was close to as good a work as I saw at Flemington.
So where do you think Godolphin will target?
I think he'll go. There's a race for him at Caulfield on Saturday, and I think he's going to go there and ready to run to his best.
Okay. What about Barcelona for Mike Maroney?
Oh, ditto. He's been stretched out to the 1,400 metres and seems to have really relished that. I'm forgiving of his most recent run. I think he's much better when he's in a position either leading or with clear air, even outside the lead. And he got back in behind the speed last start, and he didn't seem to appreciate that. He worked sharply as well. I thought him and Malaise were both the sort of picks of the pieces of work that I saw this morning. He had a sharp gallop over 1,000 metres, and he's ready to head to Caulfield over 1,400 metres on Saturday. I think Malaise and Barcelona are both ready to run very well.
Okay, keep a watch on those two punters. What about Strike Force for Mike?
Well, he's getting fitter. He worked over 1,200 metres this morning. I think there's been some merit, probably not necessarily as obvious in his finishing position from his runs this preparation, but I think he's going well and he's getting fitter, whether it's this weekend or whether it's sometime in the next month or so. But placed right, I think there's a race for Strike Force soon. I think he's going well and worked over six furlong, 1,200 metres this morning, and just a tick slow, about 23.5 for his last 400 metres, whereas Barcelona was closer to the 23 seconds. Really sharp work, but good solid work, and particularly for a horse who's going to step up in trip, he's going well.
And finally, from the Danny O'Brien yard, Remember the Name and Berkshire Lady. How do these two equines look?
Really sharp, John. Particular, I suppose, look, I expect Remember the Name to work well over 1,200 metres. Berkshire Lady's a horse that gets over a bit more ground. She worked well with her stable mate this morning. Really sharp work, again, on the steeple grass. And they're against the rail. They do run quick sectionals late when they're near the inside on the steeple grass. But really sharp work for the last 400 metres. And remember, the name seems to be holding together well. She was a bit of a benchmark in the form for the three-year-olds going into the final of the Silver Bowl and ran well against the pattern of the day, really, and she seems to have come through that race well.
All right. What did your eyes see? What should the punters be following?
Well, Vega Magic's the obvious, John, but as you said, he's likely to go round favourite, but we'll certainly give him a tick. Prezzato's not nominated for this weekend, but he's coming to hand well. Swaffham Bulbeck from Team Hawks, so I think if he heads to Adelaide, I'd certainly be keeping an eye on him. And from Flemington in particular, I'd say Malaise, Barcelona, and Remember the Name.
Well played, Warren. Good luck.
Thanks, John.